Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
What up, French Pod listeners?
Welcome to...
Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
I'm Erica.
And I'm Cristela.
And today we're gonna do some rap.
Yo.
Yo, it's time for some French rap.
And we're gonna have a song by MC Solar.
We're not gonna go too far into the rapness. Maybe later, if you like it. Today we're gonna do first a little more mild song. We also had the problem that most rap songs were just rated R.
Basically.
But this one is not. And it's by MC Solar, like you said. Now tell us about him.
Well, he's the most famous French rapper, and he basically introduced rap to French people. He was passionate about rap and also literature, and that's why his style is so particular, because he's both a rapper and a poet.
He's super famous. MC Solar. I was watching some YouTube videos of him, and he seems like he's more like Usher now. Like he's like mainstream.
Yeah, a little really more mainstream.
Really entertainment industry type, but he didn't always used to be like that, right?
No. And that's why we picked this song, Caroline, because it's from the beginning.
Let's play the first three lines, and what we will tell you is he's going to say, cool, j'étais cool.
Are you
going to
do that during the whole show? First, we're going to hear Erica rapping, and then we're going to translate the lyrics.
No.
Go ahead.
J'étais cool. No, I'm not doing it.
Sur un banc, c'était au printemps, il cueille une marguerite, ce sont deux amants.
J'étais cool. I was cool.
Assis sur un banc.
Sitting on a bench.
C'était au printemps.
It was in the spring.
Il cueille une marguerite.
Cueillir. To pick, like flowers, or to gather. And what is he gathering?
Une marguerite.
Which is a daisy. Which I had to learn for this song. I didn't know that's how you say daisy. Learned a new word.
There you go.
Thanks, MC Solar.
Il cueille une marguerite, ce sont deux amants.
It's two lovers. It's two people in love with each other. Ce sont deux amants. All right, so let's hear those lines again. And then we're also going to hear the ones coming after, too.
Yeah, and don't hesitate to rap along.
We're going to.
J'étais cool, assis sur un banc. C'était au printemps, il cueille une marguerite. Ce sont deux amants, overdose de douceur. Ils jouent comme des enfants. Je t'aime un peu beaucoup, à la folie, passionnément. Mais à la suite d'une douloureuse déception sentimentale.
Overdose de douceur.
An overdose of softness, sweetness.
Ils jouent comme des enfants.
They're playing like children. He's still talking about him and his chick. Him and his shorty.
Shorty!
Caroline.
And playing with flowers.
Les marguerites.
Marguerite. Je t'aime un peu, beaucoup. À la folie, passionnément.
Okay, so I love you little, a lot. À la folie is like... Je t'aime à la folie.
I'm crazy in love.
And je t'aime passionnément.
Passionately.
Right. It gets a little stronger each with each.
He's playing with the
adverb.
Daisy.
Oh, get out of town.
Yeah.
With the marguerite.
Marguerite, yeah.
Oh, so he's like picking a petal and saying.
Je t'aime un peu, beaucoup, à la folie, passionnément.
All right, then.
Yeah, kids do that a lot. And the last one, the last petal.
Oh, what?
Is...
That's an actual kids game that they play with daisies?
Yeah. Like,
or with flowers?
He loves me, he loves me not.
Oh, in French, you say...
Je t'aime un peu, beaucoup, passionnément, à la folie, pas du tout.
Wow. I'm learning so much from this rap song. I wasn't expecting that to happen.
It's not your average 50 Cent song.
Sorry. So there's one more line that we heard. What was it?
Mais à la suite d'une douloureuse déception sentimentale...
This is the beginning of the next sentence, actually. But after a painful, sentimental... Here, déception means... Disappointment. So let's hear those lines again and the ones that come after too.
Overdose de douceur, ils jouent comme des enfants. Je t'aime un peu beaucoup, à la folie, passionnément. Mais à la suite d'une douloureuse déception sentimentale, d'humeur chaleureuse, je devenais brutal. La haine d'un être n'est pas de nos prérogatives. Tchernobyl, tchernodébil, jalousie radioactive.
But after a painful, sentimental, disappointment, what?
D'humeur chaleureuse, je devenais brutal.
From warm humor, good mood.
Yeah, good mood, warm mood.
I become brutal. Brutal. So he, what does that mean?
No, he did not beat her up. He was just brutal with words.
Verbally. He got mad.
Basically.
Because he was disappointed with her. And then what does he say?
La haine d'un être n'est pas dans nos prérogatives.
So the hate of a being...
Is not in our prerogatives.
Is not in our... goals.
That's poetry. It's always a deep meaning. Yeah. Something you cannot fully understand.
Then he says...
Chernobyl.
Okay, it's like, which is Chernobyl, the place in Russia. They had the horrible environmental disaster.
Chernobyl. Chernodébil.
Chernodébil, which means like, that's débil. That's totally idiotic. It's stupid.
Jalousie radioactive.
Radioactive jealousy.
So he's just really jealous. And he's so jealous that he's got feelings of radioactive.
And it reminds him of like Chernobyl.
There you go.
And he doesn't want all that because il était cool. Assis sur un banc, c'était au printemps. So.
Okay, let's listen to this part again. And then we're gonna hear the next four lines. D'humeur chaleureuse, je devenais brutal. La haine d'un être n'est pas de nos prérogatives. Tchernobyl, Tchernodébile, jalousie radioactive. Caroline était une amie, une superbe fille. Je repense à elle, à nous, à nos cornets bannis. À sa boulimie de fraises, de framboises, de myrtilles. À ses délires futiles, à son style pacotille. Alright, now he tells us a little bit about Caroline. Caroline était une amie.
Caroline was a friend.
Une superbe fille.
A superb girl.
Je repense à elle.
Think about her again or go back to thinking about her.
À nous.
And us.
À nos cornets vanille.
And our vanilla cones.
À sa boulimie de fraises.
Of her bulimia. But you said here she's not actually throwing up these fruits.
No. She's just eating a lot of fraises, framboises, myrtilles.
Strawberries. Raspberries and myrtille.
Blueberries.
And so he's still, you know, repenser. There was a verb before. That's why there's this A after. Je repense à nous, à nos cornets vanis.
À sa boulimie de fraises, de framboises, de myrtilles.
And?
À ses délires futiles.
Which means?
Thank you, Rick.
Sure. Do not know.
Délire here doesn't mean like delirium, like she was going completely crazy.
Okay.
But it means that she, her whims, if she suddenly wanted to go for a walk along the river Seine, that would be a délire.
Her impulsive desires?
Yeah. Futile, not very important.
Pointless.
Yeah. À son style pacotille.
And of her style, her pacotille.
Pacotille means cheap.
Cheap, yeah, junk. Well, that's one definition. If you say de pacotille, it's like cheap junk. But here he means à son style pacotille means she's not like actually very pretentious.
No, she's, that's what it means, simple.
Yeah, she's simple.
Here it doesn't mean it in a mean way. It's, it's just saying that she's really simple.
Okay.
But still pretty.
Now we're going to hear the chorus. And what is it?
Je suis l'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur.
I am the ace of clubs. So how do you say clubs in French?
Trèfle.
Trèfle. Clubs is in the playing cards. The ace of clubs.
L'as de trèfle.
That does what?
Qui pique ton cœur.
So qui pique. Pique means to sting or pique. How do you say that in English? Like sting or pinch. That picks or pricks or stings your heart.
And it's also a play on words, a pun, because pique is the card. I don't know the name in English.
The spade?
Yeah. And cœur is the...
Heart.
Yep.
Right. There's just no diamonds. Oh, no way.
You got the four.
I didn't even... Of them. Where's the diamond?
The diamond? There are only four.
Yeah.
But that's Caroline.
That's how you say diamonds?
Caro.
You don't say diamant? No way. This is the greatest song ever. I just learned so many things. I mean, I don't know that I ever had the occasion to talk about the suit of cards.
Yeah, me neither.
But I didn't know. So they're les carreaux.
Les carreaux.
Oh, right.
Cœur, carreau, pique, trèfle.
Okay, well, let's hear that then. Je suis l'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. L'as de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. Caroline. The song is long. Rap tends to be longer too.
Because they say so many things.
Right? And so we're not going to do the whole thing. We're just going to do that part. We'll do one last part though.
La vie est un jeu de cartes.
Life is just a game of cards.
Paris, un casino.
And Paris is a casino.
Je joue les rouges, cœur, carreau.
I play the reds. The hearts, and then caro, we know Caroline, but then, as you said, it also means diamonds.
Yeah. La vie est un jeu de cartes, Paris un casino, je joue les
rouges, cœur, caro.
Well, it was the first rap song on FrenchBell.com.
Right, and we'd love to hear what you think about it.
Yeah, we'd like to know if you've enjoyed it or not.
It's definitely much different than any song we've done before.
Yeah.
And especially what's great about MC Solar is he is, like you said, a poet. There's a lot to be learned in the song, and it's not slang, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, I really like this rapper. If you have the occasion to listen to his other songs or look at the lyrics and everything, you will find that there's just... beautiful, and there's a lot to learn.
So go check him out. And you should also come to FrenchPod.com, where you can talk to us about the song if you want. If you have questions, talk about rap, anything, come talk. Let's start a conversation at FrenchPod.com.
See you next time. Je suis
las de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. Las de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. Las de trèfle qui pique ton cœur. Caroline.